NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about cattle mutilation or explosion. That's correct, cattle mutilation or explosion. Now, we're familiar with a lot of these cattle mutilation cases. All of them, as far as I'm concerned, for the most part, are unexplained. Unexplainable unless you bring in the alien part of the equation. But I went back and I looked at a couple of these old cases, and it's just interesting sometimes to read the cases, because they're so bizarre, and then also just to stop and think about the level of bias that you encounter with law enforcement and the media. Now, this first article is from CalgaryHerald.com. Of course, that's up in Canada. It says, "Mutilation or explosion? Cow's gruesome death puzzles Alberta hamlet. Rumors of vigilantes, cults, exploding cattle, and even aliens have pervaded a small Alberta hamlet since the gruesome death of a cow this month." This is written by Dylan Robertson, and this is an older article. It's June 20th, 2015. You can kind of see they're right in the title, or getting in this bias against this thing possibly being with having some kind of alien or UFO connection. It has a picture of the husband and wife there. I'll put these links at Co-Find and Locals. And under the picture, it says, Karen Farquharson Wright and Louis Delgado are photographed on their farm northwest of Calgary, just outside of Madden, Alta, June 19th, after notifying authorities that they found one of the cows that grazed their land, not only dead, but supposedly mutilated. Now, here they're using conditional terms, supposedly. Well, something happened to this thing in the pasture on June 6, 2015. Rumors of vigilantes, cults, exploding cattle, and even aliens have pervaded a small Alberta hamlet since the gruesome death of a cow this month. It's scary to think whatever did this is that close to the home site. I mean, is it for satanic reasons? I said, God, don't let it be for an initiation or something, says Karen Farquharson, a lifelong farm girl at Madden, some 45 kilometers, so 30 miles northwest of Calgary. Well, of course, the people see this thing, it's been mutilated, this poor cow, and they're really shocked and taken aback by it. It goes on, it says, it all started June 6th when neighbors called to tell Farquharson a cow on their property was not moving. When she approached the cow, she saw the udder, vagina, and uterus were missing along with a single eye. It was a hot day, and the cow hadn't bloated by midday, suggesting whatever happened took place that morning, not the night before. Mounties arrived, with one suggesting the cow digested one of three poisonous herbs which ceased digestion and caused gas explosions. But the couple say those plants aren't found in the area and there's no proof of an explosion. You know, when law enforcement comes along and they make these kind of idiotic comments or put these theories forward, you have to wonder if this is something they're told to do or it's just a way for them to get out of having to do any work. It says, the woman says, she exploded off her vagina? And there's not a drop of blood or a trace of matter anywhere around her. Like, how far did it explode into outer space? Wonders Farquharson. So you can see this lady, this farm girl, she's not buying this nonsense for a second. Her husband, Louis Delgado, used to work at a farm animal surgery. He found no blood. while the basketball-sized hole showed no jagged edges. I've seen hundreds of surgeries, and this was a surgery, he said. It doesn't add up. So they're talking about these large holes put in these animals, usually in their rectum or sex organs, like the size of a basketball, but it looks like it's been bored out by almost like a laser cut or something. The RCMP has told other media the investigation is closed, that it was an animal incident with nothing suspicious. Well, that's how they solve crimes. I mean, they just close the case and say nothing to see here and move along. Just the epitome of laziness. The family claims the RCMP suggested they not go public with the story for fear of encouraging copycats. The family thinks that, that would have the opposite effect. Here you go. They're clearly, the law enforcement in this case, the Mounties are clearly investigating in some kind of a cover-up. Now, whether it's just because they're lazy and they don't want more work, or it's because they've been told to do this. No, it's a crime, and it's an unsolved crime, said Farquharson, who fears she'll never see justice or compensation. At least get an awareness out and get a bit of a neighborhood watch. Be a bit vigilant with your cattle and your neighbor's cattle. She also thinks incidents of possible mutilation should be tracked, as U.S. cases are well documented, while Alberta cases occasionally show up in news clippings. Otherwise, Farquharson's internet searches have revealed conspiracy theories of aliens taking reproductive organs for stem cells. Now, they have to throw in the conspiracy theory. You see here, the police are just either too lazy or have no inclination to investigate this, and then the press piles on with their idiotic insulting terms. The cow's death is the talk of the town, with a handful of residents telling the Herald that cow mutilations make sense after a recent spike in break-ins. This used to be a place that you could leave your doors unlocked. Now there's a burglary every week, said a weary Lewis Harnack, pointing at some of this year's break-in sites. Now, here we go to normalcy bias. They've had a rash of break-ins, and so they assume that the cattle mutilations must just simply be a escalation of that. Don Farquharson, who owns the cow that died on his sister's property, estimates it could have sold for $3,500. Now the orphan calf needs extra care without its mother's milk. These guys are suffering real economic loss, and you can see here the Mounties just don't care. I've seen my share of dead cows and dead animals. This is something else. This isn't natural, he said, showing the Herald gruesome photos. He noted that 2 weeks on, the cow is decomposing, and no coyotes or birds have come to eat the normally sought-after intestines. He said that it only happens when an animal has been given drugs. It makes me think she's had something to be sedated, he said, but he's not willing to spend upwards of $500 on an autopsy to find out. It's not something you see every day. Well, he probably figures they'd tell him nothing anyway. Why spend $500, you know, chasing good money after bad? This, I think, is a fascinating article. I have to warn you that if you go to the...
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
If you go to the actual website to try to read it, it's absolutely awful. It's just, it's completely smashed with pop-up ads. So just be warned of that. Now, this next article I want to look at, this is another cattle mutilation, just to kind of see some of the commonalities in these things, how they're treated by law enforcement, and what a terrible job the press does covering them. This is from the NorthPlatteTelegraph.com, mptelegraph.com. It says, Farnham cow found mutilated. Farnham, Larry Jurgens was checking his herd of about 100 cattle August 19th when he found a dead 11-year-old black Angus. This is by Mary Beth Chapman, September 5th, 2004. Now, this is something that a lot of these small-town publications do, and it just annoys me to no end. Their journalism is so bad that they don't even tell you what state you're in. So the only, in their little minds, the whole world revolves around whatever small town they live in, and they can't even seem to understand the concept that people who live outside of their state might not be familiar with what towns are talking about. You know, when I went to school, I took some writing classes, and the first thing that we were taught is if we were happening to write an article about something was what, when, where, who. Tell what happened, tell, you know, where it happened at, when it happened, and who it happened to. Make sure you get those four things in the article. And actually, in that first paragraph, you want to get the person involved. You want to get the location. And by location, I don't mean just some random town somewhere. I mean, you need a town and a state, if this is a state article, and that way we can know, you know, where it happened at. And you also need to talk about when it happened. Give us a time frame, and then you know a little bit more about what's going on here. They don't do that in this article. Anyway, it starts off, it says Farnham. Well, I had to look it up. This happened in Nebraska. So if you happen to be a author or a newspaper person in one of these small towns, remember, include the name of your state. We don't all live in Nebraska. It says Farnham, so I'm going to say Farnham, Nebraska. And that's in the United States. It's in the center of the country. Not much out there but corn, really. But hey, Larry Jurgens was checking his herd of about 100 cattle August 19th when he found a dead 11-year-old black Angus. Jurgens said the cow's left eyeball was removed. The bag and udders had been removed, and there was a large excision in the rectal region. None of the internal organs were removed, and he said the cuts seemed to have been made with surgical precision. The tongue had also been removed, with the incision made far back into the throat. Jurgens said two puncture wounds were on the cow's chest, each about an eighth of an inch in diameter. That part of the article is fine. It tells you specifically what happened, and it tells you in very concise language. Good job on that. Now, you notice the other article, we just knew that the back end of the cow was blown out. They gave us practically no description of what happened. That journalism was so shoddy. Now it goes on down. It says, Jurgens has been a rancher for more than 35 years, said he has never seen anything like it before. Goes on down. It says, Jurgens said no blood was found on or near the cow. That's another important detail. They didn't bury it in this article like they did the last one. He said he estimated the cow had been dead about 2 days before it was discovered. The estimated time of death corresponds with unexplained noises heard in the area on the night of August 17th. Jurgens' wife, Joanne, heard what sounded like a large, low-flying aircraft going over their house. The low, rumbling noise was heard by several other witnesses as far away as Gothenburg. Now, that's Farnham to Gothenburg. Now, the author didn't look this up because apparently this author thinks that we all live in and around Farnham, Nebraska. They don't bother to tell us what state it's in, but that's 15.59 miles. That's a long ways to hear this roar or rumble or whatever it was. So if we would rewrite that paragraph, including the miles, that really would impact the story. So we could say the estimated time of the death corresponds with an unexplained noise heard in the area on the night of August 17th. Jurgens' wife, Joanne, heard what sounded like a large, low-flying aircraft going over their house. The low, rumbling noise was heard by several other witnesses up to 16 miles away as far as Gothenburg. Now, this is a noise that's heard 15.59 miles, 16 miles away. That had to be an awful loud noise, or possibly the sound barrier being broken. There's some kind of connection here. The cow's death is being investigated by Linda Moulton Howe. Of course, this has been a few years ago. An international investigative journalist and documentary film producer from Jamison, Pennsylvania. She visited the Jurgensen's Ranch on August 25th, accompanied by Jeffrey Willworth, a Los Angeles producer. Jurgens said they interviewed witnesses and various samples were taken for scientific analysis. The case will be featured on a documentary special for the History Channel, currently slated for broadcast in November. Of course, this is clear back 20 years ago. Jurgens said this is not the first report of unexplained apparent mutilations of cattle in Nebraska. There you go. We get down clear at the end of the article, and they just randomly let you know that, hey, this is Nebraska. Well, thank you very much for that. More recently, in April 2003, two cows and a bull calf were found dead in a pasture 3 miles west of Valparaiso. Once again, they don't tell you where this is located at in Nebraska. The cattle belonging to Mike Beans, who was described by a veterinarian as possibly being killed by electrocution. A teat was cut off each cow, and the bull's calf's scrotum and rectum were removed. Interesting how being electrocuted results in the teat, that's, you know, what the milk comes out of, being cut off of each cow, and the bull calf's scrotum and rectum, their sexual organs, and, you know, their rear end where the waste comes out. Similar to the recent Farnham case, no blood was found around any of the dead animals. Now, they say that they were possibly electrocuted, but they don't tell us how. Was it a lightning strike? Did they decide to go over and chew on a high voltage wire? Very strange. Another, to me, it's just another case where it's a cover up. Ernest and Catherine Wimple of Overton found an apparently mutilated cow on their property June 23rd. The cow's calf has been missing since the incident. Sounds like maybe the calf didn't get returned, or maybe when they were done mutilating the poor cow, they just dumped the calf off somewhere else. Ernest Wimple had checked the cows the evening of June 22nd, and the cow was alive then. At about 7 a.m. June 23rd, he said he found the cow dead with an udder removed in a similar fashion as the Jurgens cow. The cow was removed by a rendering service by 9 a.m. June 23rd, so no tests were performed. Wimple began wondering about the incident after the cow's calf was discovered missing. Now he said he wishes he had contacted authorities to do tests on the cow and plans to do so if another mutilated cow is found. Yeah, I don't think he probably missed anything there. I have never heard of the authorities conducting any kind of a test and coming up with any answers on these things. We come up with more questions than answers. The best answers they come up with are usually the satanic cow tippers. You have a group of Satan worshipers out there running around at night, tipping over cows, and sometimes they pluck out their eyes and cut off their tongues and sex organs and drain all the blood without spilling a single drop on the ground. But yeah, there's your gamut. I thought both these articles were interesting, because the first one especially, because the law enforcement was just so desperate to close this thing down that they tried to claim that the cow had ingested a weed and as a result had exploded their entire rear end out and had done it in a completely bloodless fashion with surgical precision. Now, this tells you the kind of answers that you're going to get from authorities. And this is why I constantly harp on the fact that we're only going to be able to get disclosure through crowdsourcing it. And every time I talk about the government basically mistreating us, lying to us, trying to scare the living daylights out of people so they can manipulate, control, and profit off us, there's always some sad individual out there that thinks I'm being hateful to the government, and the government is doing everything in their power to protect us. I think these cattle mutilations are a clear example of what the government is not doing. They're not solving anything. 10,000 mutilations, they've never had a crime solved as far as I know. And what they are doing is making up lots of excuses, refusing to do their job, and leaving us at the mercy of whatever is doing this to these cows. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.